Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. The World Show with Nikki B.
But right now, never, it might be a bit late, but of course, better late than never. We are joined, we're crossing over to Namibia, to Angola, to this bright blue sky that is behind him. Welcome to the World Show. I'm Mosi, just a label.
Hello, Nikki. Hello, Kaya. Hello, South Africa.
Yes. What time of the day? I mean, look at that blue sky. And it's cold and freezing here. Yes.
Yeah. Well, here it's actually... Sorry. What time is it now? Let me just...
Don't even worry. Yeah. Don't even worry. It's time to be on the World Show. Now, I'm also...
It's 7:30 here.
Okay, but still bright and beautiful. Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yeah, and yeah, where are you in Angola right now?
Oh, I'm not in Angola. I'm actually in Portugal.
Oh, are you in Portugal? No wonder. Yeah. No wonder it's summer there. Yes. So we're crossing over to Portugal. I thought you were back at home in Angola, but good to know that you are there. So, Amosi, let's go a little bit back. A couple of years ago, the two of us were residents at Cité des Arts in Paris, and that's where I met you. And, of course, you were on the World Show with me in Paris from my studio. And you'd started working on this beautiful album, Konono Sol. And I'm sure there's different factors that have come in. But how long have you been working on this album? And it's just been released officially,
Well, the album... I started recording it in 2018, and at first I didn't like, from the first recordings, I could say it was all finished, but I realized that I think a year later.
Sorry, can you hold your mic to your mouth? Because it's making a noise. Yes, that's better. Yes.
Okay. As I was saying, I think a year later, I realized that that wasn't the sound that I wanted. So I had to remake the album, and started remaking it in 2019, just after I met you. Yeah. So I decided to work on it because I wanted it to have a proper sound. Although it had a proper sound, but it wasn't the sound that I wanted. So I kept working on it until this year. You know, I actually realized that I had all the project the way I wanted it. It actually took me a long time because, you know, I had to work as a songwriter, a musician, a producer, so many things. So I think I needed time to create more and to produce the sound that I have, and even the things that I wanted to talk about on the album, because I also wrote the whole album. So it actually needed me to have this time so that I could produce the album. Yeah.
Well, it's an incredibly rich album with so many different elements. And I mean, your arrangements, are on another level. It's like each and every song is an album in its own right.
That was actually the idea, because I find myself as an eclectic artist. So I wanted to do something which it could be, you know, like that Konono sound that I, as you know, but with so many elements, as you just said, you know, global elements. So, I had to work hard, I could say, but maybe not so hard, because it's actually something that just came naturally. I was just letting the things come, you know, like, and finally we had the sound that we have now here.
Fantastic. Well, let's hear one of the songs. I'm going to play Muntu now to start off with, one of the more upbeat songs. And tell me a little bit about the song.
Muntu is actually a song where I try to remind people that since we born, we have certain values. So we don't really need positions, or I would say status, so that we could be seen as valuable people. So it's about value. It's about valuing people, you know. No matter if they have things that we human beings consider as richness, you know, wealth, I would say. To me, the wealth, when it comes to this song, I actually talk about a person itself just for the reason of his existence, you know, his valuable, yeah, sort of a thing.
The value of a human being. Thank you so much. Amosi, just a label, crossing over to us. Of course, he comes from Angola, but he is in Portugal at the moment. Crossing over to us from Portugal. Here's Muntu of his album, Konono Sol. Kaya 959. Beautiful, powerful. What a rich album. Muntu is the name of that track. Speaking to Amosi, just a label. He's all the way in Portugal. And beautiful, beautiful sound. Amosi, you know, I was thinking about it. And I'm not sure who the musicians are. I mean, there's so many different textures. But was this album ultimately made like in three different countries?
Yes, I could say yes, but not too many countries. I actually started recording it here in Portugal, and I went to Angola, and there's some vocals from my brother, because I have featured two of my brothers on the album. It was recorded in Bristol, United Kingdom, and two of the songs of the album as well. They've been mixed in Bristol, and the whole album was mastered in Bristol, but we still have some songs that I recorded in Angola, and most of the songs, as I told you earlier on, that I started recording here, then I had to remake the album, so the remake of the album was made in Angola.
And I have to add there a little bit, I know some of the ideas were conceived in Paris, because I remember you were working, even spiritually, you were with this album, you said, oh, you can have a little taste, but you can't have a whole song yet, you know, and I'm so excited it is out, yes. And on that note, you talk about all these countries you've made it in, but you also sing in so many different languages. Tell me about the languages that you sing in on this album.
They're actually three languages. I sing in English, Portuguese, and Kikongo. Kikongo is my mother tongue. It's actually the first language I've heard when I was born, obviously. But since I grew up between Wij and Luanda, Wij is it's actually in the northern Angola, and even Luanda is also in the northern, but Luanda is in the south of Wij. So when I went to Luanda, it's like everything changed. So I could just speak Portuguese most of the time. So although my parents, they could speak to me in Kikongo as well, but most of the time I spoke more Portuguese. And so since I had to reconnect myself to my African language, so because I've always had it there. So I decided to write three songs on the album in Kikongo. I wrote it myself.
Yes.
And I like the fact that I did it. I pretty like it.
Well, it seems to me that not only in terms of language, but also in terms of concept and message, you've actually drawn very strongly from your Bazumba heritage. Why is that important for you?
Well, firstly, I question myself a lot about humanity, but starting from myself, you know, who I am, what am I here for, if I am a message or not. And then I realized that all of us, we're a message. And if we be more attentive, we could see what kind of message we are. So what I did is just to be myself, you know, to be myself, transmitting the message that I am, which, as you said, is you know, Eliane, it talks about humanity. It's actually one of my goals, you know, to try to educate myself and maybe relate that to other people. Yeah, that's actually what I've tried to do on the album. I wanted to see myself reach as I am. And I just did it naturally. I mean, when I say reach, I'm not talking about resources. I mean, like money and other stuff, like diamonds. Just
a state of being.
Just for being me. So, yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah, that's what I actually, yeah.
And now I'm going to play Somos o Que Somos. Tell me about this track.
Somos, it's a picture about all we are. I mean, like, in a good and bad way, I could say. Yeah, in a good or a bad way that we are. It's just a picture, like, showing who we are and what we can do. You know, it's nothing much. Yeah, it's actually that.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And what does Somos o Que Somos mean?
Somos o Que Somos. We are who we are.
Thank you. That's what I wanted. Amosi, just a label. He is what he is. And we are thankful for the beauty of the message that he spreads. Coming out now, Somos o Que Somos. The album's called Konono Soul. Kaya 959. Absolutely beautiful. He, of course, is with us. Amosi, just a label. The album is Konono Soul, and I urge you to listen to the entire album. It is an absolute gem. So beautiful. And I'm so sad we only had half an hour. You'll have to come again. You'll have to come visit us in Joburg. And so you can come into the studio, Amosi. Yes.
I think I might be in Joburg in October.
Oh, that'll be fantastic.
If not October, then probably on November, but let's believe that I can make it in October.
Yes. Yeah. There's quite a lot of wind coming through. I know you had to do this from outside, but there's quite a lot of wind coming through, yes. But Amosi, I wanted to know, you know, one thing that seems very important to you, and I don't speak your language, I don't speak Portuguese, I don't speak, what did you call your language again?
Kikongo.
Kisongo.
Kikongo.
But I feel it all. But for me, just listening, lyrics, the lyrical content, the poetry, the message is very, very important to you.
Yeah.
Yes. Why do you, what do you try and spread with that message?
Well, I think that's what I am. I'm actually an intuitive person, and I believe that before we could speak any other language, you know, we could speak to each other intuitively. So all I wanted to do is to communicate with people by intuition. So I think if you can understand to what I talk about on the album, even not understanding the lyrics, some of the lyrics, I mean, is because I intuitively did something, and not only myself, but you also on the connection. I mean, like, you also on the frequency, and I'm glad that this sort of thing, you know, could happen. I'm really glad.
Well, you know, that's another thing I wanted to speak to you about, but I think I'll save that for the next conversation we have and end off our feature with two songs. But what I was going to talk about, and I'm so pleased you mentioned it, frequency. When I listen to your album, it is about frequency, and it is about that vibration of light and love.
Yes, it is. And also about naturalness, because my life is actually, there's so much wind now. Yeah, my life, I live life naturally, and I'm actually a person pretty connected to nature. Although now I'm in Lisbon and I'm not really living the sun of Angola, but still I'm connected to nature.
And in fact, even on the album, I hear elements. Yes, you've included some sounds you took from nature, but even your music reminds me sometimes of the wind, the trees, the water, just in your music.
Yeah, because I actually took it from there. I was inspired by everything which is liquid, everything which is actually something that I could call it what? A living
nature.
let's say just a living nature. Yeah.
Yes.
Something that breathes. Yeah. So that's what it is. That's what it is.
Thank you so much for joining us, Amosi. Yeah. I do think I've got time to squeeze in two back-to-back to end the show with. So I'm going to do Lukwikilu. Lukwikilu. Yes?
Yeah. Yeah. Lukwikilu means belief. It's actually a question to the humankind. You know, it's a question why most of us, we more worried into believing instead of just practicing the wellness. So it's about that.
Thank you so much.
That's the song about.
Thank you so much for joining us on The World Show. We'll catch up again soon. I'm certainly going to be playing this music much, much more. Looks like I might only have time for one last track, unfortunately. But I'll be playing, definitely, Amosi's music a lot for you in the next weeks, months, and of course, years to come. We're going to end off with this beautiful message of a beautiful song, Lukwe Kilu. Not sure if I said it right, but I'll keep practicing. Thank you, Amosi, Just a Label. The album is called Konono Soul. So whatever else you do this week, make sure that you keep shining. And of course, keep it kaya.
World Show with Nikki B. Every Sunday from 6 to 9 p.m. on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.